to one of the probably most memorized, most read passages of Scripture in the world. It may be a passage that you have personally memorized, but you've heard it preached on lots of times. You've heard it quoted by lots of different denominations and in different settings. And we're going to take a close look at this morning. It is the 23rd Psalm, Psalms 23. Now I want us to enter into this psalm. I want us to become a part of the psalm. There has been some question whether David wrote this psalm as a shepherd, or is he reflecting as the old king, and he's looking back on his time as a shepherd, and he wrote this psalm. I'm going to suggest it's the old king's psalm. It's after he has passed through lots of troubled water. It's after he has sinned a great sin and then repented before God and found new hope and a place with the Lord. It's after he's seen the revolution of his sons in trying to capture the kingdom. It's after he sees the death of many of his sons because of sin in their life. And the old king now has written the psalm. That's what I believe. It's been a comfort to lots and lots of people in funeral services. I've used it myself lots of times at the graveside of people who have passed to try to give that family some comfort. But you see, this psalm is much deeper than that. It's not for everybody. Although lots of people have it memorized and lots of people have read it and lots of people have even studied it and heard it. But it's not for everyone. It's just not for everyone. Because the psalmist said, are you listening to me today? You know what I'm getting ready to say. The psalmist said, the Lord is everybody's shepherd. Did I miss it? The Lord is my shepherd. Personal. Now I want you to notice the personal pronouns in this passage as we read it together. And I hope that you're going to be able to identify yourself in this passage. And if you can't, when we come to the end of this service, we're going to give an invitation for folks to give their hearts to Jesus so that this can be a personal psalm for you. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word, Psalms 23. And beginning with verse 1, and we'll read the entire chapter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And by the way, you're there, whether you know it or not, and I'm there, whether I know it or not. You and I are walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now. From the minute that you and I took our first breath, we begin to die. You and I are dying. And you and I are walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now. And here the psalmist said, yea, though I, me personally, I'm going through that same thing. I'm going to die. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Though death will knock at my door one day, I'll not fear any evil. I've come to a place to know Him and of His promises. And it's not just something in a book or something that I've heard someone else say. It's something personal in that relationship. The psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now here's something. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod is an instrument of correction. The staff is an instrument of protection. And here the psalmist said he had known both. And by the way, my dear friends, if you have not known both, you do not yet know Him. Because if you be without chastisement, you are not His children. That's what the Scripture says. The rod is the rod of correction, and the Lord has used it on me. I think He about wore it out. But He's used it on me. Has He used it on you? Has He used that rod of correction on you? You better hope He has. Verse 5. Oh, did you notice He said it comforted Him? Have you ever seen a switch in your mama's hand that comforted you? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. It's my cup that runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I, here He's looking forward, here He's looking into the realms of heaven, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You may be seated. The psalmist said in verse 1, He makes me. Literally, He leads me. Sheep are strange creatures. I asked Laura Bowling if her sheep would follow her, and she said yes. And I said, "Will they follow you down through the middle of the auditorium and out the back door?" And she said, "I think they would." And I said, "Will they stop and use the restroom on the way?" And she said, "Well, I can't promise you that." So we didn't have a live demonstration this morning. But sheep follow the shepherd. In order for sheep to sleep, everything must be just right. No predators, no tension in the flock, no bugs in the air, no hunger in the belly. And a sheep can take care of none of these needs for themselves. They need a shepherd. And so do we. You know, we think that we can handle our own situation, but in reality, we really can't. You know, you may feel like that you're in charge, but just one breath away could change all of that. Just one breath away could change all of that. And you could be in a position, I could be in a position where literally I could take care of none of my needs. And you could too. You're just a breath away from that situation. And so am I, just a breath away from that situation. I like the pronouns in this, and we've already talked about that. He makes me. He's the one that is showing the action in my life. And looked at this psalm again, afresh and anew, and as I studied it, I read it over in several different translations, and almost all of them are identical, by the way. They don't vary very much when it comes to 23rd Psalm, no matter what translation you're reading that in. But one thing that I noticed mostly about this passage of Scripture, that my job in life is to keep my eye on the shepherd. I just got to watch the shepherd. I just got to do what the shepherd tells me to do. When he moves, I move. When he gets up and takes off, I just follow him. That's my job. That's my only job in life. I just follow the shepherd. That makes life pretty simple, doesn't it? We've got all these decisions to make and all this pressure all around us, but in reality, the bottom line is that all you and I have to do is just follow the shepherd, wherever the shepherd goes, whatever the shepherd does. We just follow the shepherd and listen to the shepherd. I watched several videos this week with shepherds and sheep. And they had these people trying to call these sheep. And they was trying to make their voice sound like the shepherd's voice. And they'd call and they'd make noises. And the sheep wouldn't even raise their head. But when the shepherd called, it was amazing. Hundreds of sheep raised their head. Not only did they raise their head, but they began to run toward the sound of the shepherd. And I thought, man, that's where the church ought to be. I mean, we ought to be running toward the sound of the shepherd. We ought to be, when the shepherd speaks, we ought to be running toward the sound of the shepherd. And you know the Lord is your shepherd. He's the one that shows the action here. He's the one in charge. We just have to watch the shepherd. In Isaiah 26 and verse 3, in the New King James, it puts it like this: you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Max Lucado talked about this passage in his little book on the Psalms. And he said, to recognize God as Lord is to acknowledge that He is sovereign and supreme in the universe. And we're talking about watching the shepherd and putting the shepherd in charge. Did you notice what he said? He is sovereign. He is sovereign over us. Now I want you to know, dear friend, that that's not an easy doctrinal thing for any of us to go through. But He is sovereign over us. He is in charge. He is sovereign and supreme in the universe. To accept Him as Savior is to accept His gift of salvation offered on the cross. To regard Him as Father is to go a step further. Ideally, a father is the one in your life who provides and protects. That is exactly what God has done. God has proven Himself as a faithful Father. Now it falls to us to be trusting children, our sheep, and the shepherd. Number two, God, our shepherd, are you hearing me today? Will do the right thing at the right time. Is that right? Is that true? God will do the right thing at the right time. Well, God, why don't you respond? Why don't you respond when I am in this situation? But God always does the right thing at the right time. And for us to be absorbed in that, for us to understand that He is sovereign, sometimes it is very, very difficult for us.